majority of our clientele is coming from California. We've had multiple people from Philadelphia, Texas, Florida, Oregon, Washington, and even international. Like it, you name it, people are just moving here. The tax breaks, the weather, affordability. And so it's not just California. So that's why I think that our demand is not going to slow down anytime soon. And I don't think our supply chain, right? They can't build quick enough. We have builders with wait times to even potentially purchase a lot before they start building. So that's sometimes a year to a 2 years out. And that doesn't work for everybody.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. I'm excited. I have a guest on, Joe Hanick, who is a realtor in the Reno area, and I'm going to read off his whole bio in a second. But Joe, say hi to all the listeners of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and thank you for coming on.
Hello, everybody. Super excited to be here. I know you've had some heavy hitters on this podcast, and very excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. I just got give everyone your background. You're a two-time Northern Nevada transplant. You're originally from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and you lived up and down the West Coast since attending Southwestern Oregon on a soccer scholarship. When I was reading your bio earlier, I was like, man, I grew up in Jersey school year, and I just loved playing soccer. I think I started playing, I was like third grade. I just loved it, loved being on the traveling team. And it was awesome until high school, where I was typically the youngest kid in my class. Everyone was like a year older than me, and everyone started growing way quicker than me.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm a boy playing against like phenomenal adults. So I started losing a little of my passion for it because I was getting tired of getting my ass handed to me. But obviously you're so not only just a 20 plus years of athletic career, but years of restaurant management. Do I respect you for that industry? I was a back waiter for just a few months up at the Lone Eagle Grill up in Lake Tahoe, and I would do double shifts, and I had no idea how brutal and taxing that.
Definitely. Yeah.
You get such a huge appreciation for customer service, what the good ones are doing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And then now you go from soccer, being a restaurant manager in that industry, and then now you're into real estate. So you started in Coeur d'Alene back in 2017. You became a licensed agent in Nevada in 2020. And now you're back helping people. What a shocker, right? You're helping people relocate from California to Northern Nevada. I'm sure you're very grateful for the governor in California. He's got Nevada Realtor of the Award, I think, year after year over the last year.
He's going back to that. Gavin Newsom, thank you.
So,
man.
And so you live now out in the Damani Ranch area?
I'm at West University now, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you've lived in Sparks, North Valleys, Northwest Reno. And hey, you're raising a family. You got a beautiful wife from West University and a one-year-old son. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. February 7th, just turned 1 year old. So he's, he's amazing. And it's awesome to see him grow, and obviously our first child. So that's been a blast as well.
Yeah, congratulations. My son turned 6 end of March this year. And what a discovery. It's like you think you understand until you have a child, and it's like it just changed your whole world. Oh, and you've adopted two. I'm looking at the rest of your bio. You've adopted two pups.
Two little dogs. Yeah.
Great. Our adopted dog. He's getting pretty old now. He's getting honorary. Hey, you should have some gratitude, buddy. We saved you from the streets. And you love being up at Lake Tahoe, and you enjoy local draft beer. Well, you've picked the great place coming back to home. Oh my gosh, we've got so much local draft beer here in the Reno Tahoe area. It's amazing.
Yes, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. The weather too has been amazing. Obviously coming from Northern Idaho, that the wintertime, we just would say goodbye to the sun and we'd see gray skies for the next 4 to 5 months. And summertime is beautiful and short-lived, but coming back down to Reno, 300 days of sunshine. Right. We woke up this morning to some snow on the ground, but it's blue skies and it will be melted off here within a couple hours.
Yeah. One thing was so fascinating from the East Coast, everything's green, everything's pretty humid. But then when we're flying in, I saw Tahoe the year before moving out here with my family, moved out halfway through high school and the middle of sophomore year, and never saw Reno. And so when we're landing in Reno, I'm looking down, and this just shows what a jerk I was. I'm like, dude, It's just brown. It's dirt.
Yes. Yes.
This looks like the armpit of America. You couldn't pay me enough money to, I was right in the middle of winter, December time frame. You couldn't pay me enough to come down here. And I just love the, what came out of my mouth, because Reno is such, I, for me personally, have yet to find a better town, city for me and my family. And being so close, I love Lake Tahoe, but my gosh, man, is it just crazy at times during, you know, the winter season, summer season.
Yeah.
We, having that luxury to play tennis, play golf, go ski. There's been days where I'm out skiing at Alpine Meadows, then going out demoing a boat with my friend, right?
Yeah.
On the water. And of course, a little chilly April, but, and then you can go down and go play tennis too. One day you can just get everything. So it's just such a fun area to live. And it's why it's home for us. And just being so close to the mountains, you get to do everything.
The versatility of it is just, you nailed it. I've gone snowboarding, come back, and I've played six little par three before that. Nowhere else, I think, you can do that.
It's pretty incredible. And fingers crossed, I have a lot of clients in California. I got family in Southern California. And man, I love visiting California, but my gosh, man, I was like, if it takes me more than 5 minutes to get to my office, I'm annoyed.
Yes.
And where it's like, these are hours and hours of commuting. It's my gosh, man, it's just so congested still. It's just crazy trying to commute anywhere in such a beautiful state.
Yeah.
So what I thought was unappealing is just I love living here. And it's not such a secret anymore, is it, Joe? Because we were in a meeting a few weeks ago. There's not much inventory. And I think this will be a fun discussion for everyone to hear. There's not much inventory in the Reno Tahoe area. I think
there is.
A few weeks ago, what, less than a week?
Yeah. Yeah. We're about 1.5 weeks of inventory right now. So just to put that into perspective, a very strong seller's market, right? It's going to be about 3 months worth of inventory. Stable market, steady, not buyer, not seller market, 6 months of inventory. So we're looking at 1.5 weeks of inventory, maybe a little less. It is brutal out there. If you are trying to buy a property as a seller, you're looking like royalty. But on the buy side, we have to get creative. That's for sure.
Yeah. So people might be new to real estate. It's one of my favorite investments. Real estate is just, you're getting so many benefits with the use of $1, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's from a rental perspective, it can be a great, like, maybe using the word tax shelter is a strong word, but it can be a very powerful way to, it's very tax advantaged buying a home. It's definitely an inflation fighter. It's shelter.
Yeah.
And so it's just really, there's just so many ways you win when you're buying real estate. Now, as a primary residence, I was looking, you know, I'm going through, I won't talk about too much in this, I won't talk about it at all in the show, really, but I'll have some fun episodes with the SBA loan process I'm going through. I'm looking at acquiring a building, and my gosh, is that painful. And I'm like, gosh, do I just love renting? And I remember having a discussion / argument with my wife years ago, less than 10 years ago, about, hey, I just love renting. This is great. I don't have this need to replace carpet for our primary home. I don't have this need to do this and need to do that. That's all on the landlord.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of peace of mind to it. But my wife wanted a house in Midtown Reno. And so we looked at a lot of properties, and I thought I was a seller market back then 8 years ago. And my gosh, thank God we did it. Now I looked at it from a cash flow perspective, but you're looking, I can't believe it. I don't mind sharing these numbers. 8 years ago, us buying a primary house in Midtown Reno was $215,000. I'm looking, I'm going over personal financial statements, make sure everything's perfect, and I'm not unintentionally misrepresenting anything on this SBA loan process. And I'm like, how in the hell is our little tiny home built in the mid-century? It's kind of fun. It's got character to it. It's got a basement, which is unique to the Reno area for people back east listening to the show. It's very unique having a basement in the Reno area.
Yeah.
And, a little house we bought for $215,000. Zillow's claiming it's worth $530,000 today. That's insane. That's insane. And you're seeing what rent is. And now you were mentioning, so what a great use of money to create. Now, what good is it, equity right now, other than we control our destiny? We control what rent is, right, by paying our principal interest on the mortgage payment. And so it's nice that we have the choice. And I see what rent is in the Reno Tahoe area. It's insane as well. Two bedroom, two bath. You're looking at, I should let you speak. You're the expert on this. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeing and why it's such a hot market? And by the way, what is considered healthy in real estate for people listening? It's 7.5 weeks as a seller's, 7.5 days. Well, 7.5 weeks is a seller market. 7 days is a seller's market. what is considered healthy or a balanced buyer seller for inventory when it comes to real estate?
Yeah, exactly. If it was completely balanced, right, and you're not seeing properties get purchased off the market within a couple hours, we're looking at 6 months of inventory.
That's healthy.
Yeah, that's a healthy balanced market. So I would say, you know, where we're at right now, if we even saw 2 to 3 months of inventory, we would start to see that pendulum swing a little bit. And I just don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
What's driving it? What's still creating this insanity of everyone wanting to move in the Reno area?
I mean,
we identified it's a cool place to live.
Yeah, exactly. We're so close to that California border that I think there's a couple driving forces. One, since COVID and people having the ability to work remotely, I think that has changed the game quite a bit. And so if you were in California with the higher cost of living there, it's been pretty easy to jump ship and come over to here to the Nevada, bring down your cost of living. You're still bringing in the same amount of income, but the cost of living is a fraction of what you were paying. And long-term, I don't see that changing for a lot of people.
Yeah. And there's this big drive. Obviously, the median pricing, I talked about a podcast, I think last week or a few weeks ago, about kind of my version of the affordability index.
Yeah.
And you look at median household income in Reno, Nevada, and then you look at median house pricing, the houses are like over 200 to, I can't remember the numbers anymore, but 200,000 to a quarter million over what I would define as affordable.
Right? Yeah.
So for someone who's making, you know, a household making 60,000 a year. So I would assume based upon those numbers, what you're probably seeing, are you representing typical sellers or buyers? What is your niche for helping people? Are you on the buyer side for people?
Definitely. Yeah. So we kind of specialize. We have gone the YouTube route. So we have put together a Living in Reno YouTube channel. And really, it's encompassing everything Northern Nevada with an emphasis on real estate, right? So we'll do some fun things and kind of do some brewery, but then we'll do some deep dives into neighborhoods and whatnot. So our niche is finding people relocating to the area. A lot of people have never even been to Reno who are moving here, which blows my mind because I'm helping clients purchase homes sight unseen, have never been to the Reno area, just doing their due diligence, right, from YouTube videos. And it's nerve-wracking as a real estate agent to put those deals together. But so far, I'm batting 1,000. I haven't had one client yet, you know, come here after we secured a property for him that hated it and we had to pull out of the deal. So,
well, I'm glad your YouTube channel, Living in Reno, obviously, just from a little bit you just shared right there, you're probably very education focused, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just trying to bring as much info to the consumer as possible while keeping it fun, right? There's so much information that's just dry that I could read off of a list, but we try to get into the neighborhoods to really showcase what the homes look like, what the parks look like, what kind of resources are nearby, schools, shopping, breweries, pubs, things that we like, we're trying to showcase here. And it's been a lot of fun so far. And the clientele, it ranges from first-time homebuyers all the way up to retirees, investors. So the power of YouTube is, I'm a believer.
I'm glad that you don't have that. People listen to the show for quite some time know the reason why this whole podcast started is because my fear of microphones and having to listen to my own voice.
Yeah.
Over that, but I'm still not over the camera phobia. So congratulations that the cameras look like a loaded gun to me. Is that insane?
It's tough. No, I completely understand. I started the channel a little over a year ago, and I look back on some of our original videos and I just cringe just because of it's just tough.
Are they still up, the original videos?
Oh, they're still up. Yeah, they're still up and they're still gaining just due to the YouTube algorithm. Those are the videos that are like 30,000, 40,000 views that because they've been up long enough, YouTube keeps putting them in front of people. And then I'm like, gotta defend these comments that people leave. Oh, look at the newer videos. I swear we're doing way better. So
That's awesome. Does that create some humility and humbleness?
By far. Yeah. And I just shake my head. I agree with them, right? But it's been awesome to see the channel grow, the editors, and kind of see it evolve. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of curious to see where we take it. But It's been a lot of fun.
Is that one word or three words when people go to search it in YouTube, living in Reno?
It's three words. Yeah, living in Reno.
So not the clever that way. Oh, and also too, just so everyone hears this, and we'll put this at the end of the show notes, but your website is joesellsreno.com.
Yeah.
And the name of your company, EXP or XP?
Just EXP Realty.
Okay, great.
Great brokerage, cloud-based. It is the fastest growing brokerage in the nation right now.
Oh, that's good. I don't know if you know these numbers, but how many real estate advisors like you are with?
In the state of Nevada, I think we are a little over 1,000 agents, maybe 1,200.
Oh, that's pretty big. That's big.
Yeah, we're making moves.
You were saying fastest growing. I was like, well, if you went from 2 to 4, that's the fastest growing.
Last year, I think we ended at 46,000 agents in 2020. And I think through 2021, we just surpassed 75,000 last week. So
can you explain what that means? You say, and I totally pulled you. I'm really good at going off the beach and going on tangents. So thanks for bearing with me, but hopefully it'll come back to good things. Total tangent on EXP Realty. When you say cloud-based, what do you mean by that?
So I feel like we're the trendsetters. We're the metaverse of the real estate world.
So how does that work? What distinguishes, what's the opposite of, what's been the norm?
Yeah. So the norm's brick and mortar, right? So you're going to actually have an office. All of your agents are going to work under that office. So the difference with EXP is I have an avatar, right? We have an EXP world that I could jump into on my computer anywhere that has Wi-Fi, chat with my broker in the world. I can go to HR. We hold state meetings. There's training every single day. So it's a cool company to work for. And I'm able to work with agents in Florida, in Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas, wherever. I can partner and we can kind of collaborate a little bit. And we're international.
Sounds like just pure efficiency.
Exactly. And it was founded in 2002. And so the CEO, the founder, has just a vision. And it's been so awesome too since COVID, right? Everything was through Zoom. This brokerage was set up for that from the beginning.
I don't know how all the rules work with real estate advisor, realtor.
Realtor, yeah.
Everyone wants to say, I've always said forever, like realtor, and then realtor corrected me a few years ago.
Okay, well, I hate
you for that. Thank you for that correction that it's realtor, but realtor.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine really like chest puffing, it's realtor. I'm like, wow, that's really smart. cut me off knees, make me look stupid. Someone who's looking acquiring property. and correct me in front of others. That's, which I let that stuff go now. Well, maybe not so much because I tell them the story right now. But
yes, no, exactly.
So are you a realtor or real estate advisor? Or is there any difference between those? Because I think one's like you're part of a club.
Yeah. I am licensed with the National Association of Realtors. My lips don't even want it to, right? Like when you go to say it, they just fight each other. But
it just doesn't flow, does it?
So we're held to a different code of ethics. Not all real estate agents, advisors are part of that. Of the NAR, but it's
out of curiosity. Now I'm going down a different road, but code of ethics. And I know everything's so heavily regulated in your industry, but like when you say a different code of ethics, like a higher tier, like something like really noble and should just
sure
everyone as a salesperson and representative, do we want the best interest of your client? Is that what you mean by higher standards being a real?
Yeah, someone? Exactly. There's a different code of ethics. We are, I think, policed a little bit stronger. But again, there's so many regulations and things put in place that you take it as you will.
Yeah. Well, out of curiosity, we've met several times over the last year and this year, and I always enjoy hearing what you have to say, your comments, your personality. Obviously, you got a great work ethic, what you do. I think it takes a lot of courage to go out and create your own YouTube channel and deal with the praise and scrutiny on such a transparent. There's just so much exposure with YouTube.
Yeah.
And so when you go to do these videos, and you go to educate people out there about living in, does that have to go through a bunch of eyes before it's allowed to go onto YouTube, where you're the EXP head honchos, or do you have pretty much free reign?
I have free reign. If there was a discriminatory issue or if a code of ethics or something of that nature, I'm sure it would have been brought to the attention of EXP are brought to the attention of the Northern Nevada MLS or the...
You just get to be you then. You don't have to have a bunch of people.
Exactly.
That you put out there and you just do what you think is in the best interest to educate people. And
I'm just
being you.
Exactly. And our personalities come through and we're just kind of facilitating and putting information out there. And there hasn't been any issues that we have ever seen. And the one thing we get a lot of trolls that talk about the homeless population that Reno has, right?
Yes.
And
how does that work, by the way?
Yeah. And it's we'll post a video of Tahoe and connect Reno and Tahoe. And then we'll have somebody come on and say, well, you didn't talk about the homeless that are downtown. It's, well, why would I? What is there to say about it? It's one of those things that's out of sight, out of mind, unless you are right there on 4th Street or downtown and have to deal with it at times.
Yes, every day in my office in Midtown and my house, by the way. So
yeah.
I still love living here. But, you know, the thing is that could so flip like a switch, right? I think that's just a little bit different leadership locally. And that's like, it was not an issue with previous leadership.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
So I agree with you. I know it.
Yeah. So, it's a little bit of an issue, but still, it's a beautiful area. On the YouTube channel, I don't know if you can share the story, but I liked hearing about it. Do you mind sharing some of the production issues you've had in the past? You were doing some filming. Hopefully, I don't think it'll get you in trouble, but
Oh, no, you're good. You're fine. Yeah.
Can you talk about the phone drop?
Oh, man.
You're doing. I think it's a fun story. It has nothing to do with real estate, but I think it's just fun to hear about. And then we'll dive into a few other things I had real estate question-wise.
I'm starting to get my palms are sweating a little bit. I'm starting to get a little anxiety just thinking of that one again. And so it's a low production, right? We're shooting the videos. We're doing everything behind the scenes. And my partner and I, we were shooting a condo high-rise video, checking out 5-6 of the high-rises downtown.
Was it Montage or one of the big ones down there?
No, we were at the Riverwalk Towers.
Oh, okay. Riverwalk. Okay.
Yeah. So that one is 15 stories high. And we were actually showing a client virtually the condo up top as well. So I was like, well, let's just kill two birds, one stone. We'll show the property and then we'll jump to the balcony and we will shoot a little segment about the Riverwalk Towers. And I've got my tripod connecting it to the balcony, right? And I shoot all of my videos on the iPhone, things that iPhone, the 13, whatever the newest one is. And so I connect it to the tripod. We've got the microphone, getting ready to shoot it. And I go to hit the start button, the play button. And that little push just made the whole tripod off balance. Next thing I know, the phone flips down and falls 13 stories all the way to an awning. Yeah, 130 feet down. And it, to my surprise, we had to get a maintenance guy to grab it. And he hands it back to me and I look at it and it turns on. So I'm like, what the heck? I take the screen protector off and the phone's completely fine. Like maybe one slight little scratch on it, but I'm on it right now, and I'm still shooting videos.
Well, that's a nice endorsement for iPhone. That survived.
Yeah, whatever Amazon screen. Yeah, whatever Amazon screen protector company I used, I still have to write them a 10-star review.
I mean, you're telling that story. Oh my gosh, man, I can't believe you didn't lose. Just the fear of everything, right? Dropping off 15-story floor, losing, you know, these phones now are like supercomputers, $1,000 for a phone. And not only did no one die, but you got your phone back in perfect shape, which is...
Yeah, and my microphone also fell, and it fell just one story on somebody's balcony. So we then had to trace down which unit it was and knock on the gentleman's door. And he's like, oh, that's what that was. So yeah, that was a hot take of the old YouTube. That was a fun one.
When you were mentioning early on the show, you were talking about you don't see real estate going down in this area long term, right? Now, it's impossible to have a crystal ball, but
sure.
You have what has been occurring, the momentum that's been occurring. You were sharing numbers a few weeks ago. I was like, my gosh, man, I just make a side call. I was like, my gosh, I should go talk to my wife. Maybe we should just sell our house. It's just insane how much it's gone. But then that question, of course, is, well, where do you go? And so,
yeah,
the questions I have for you just to share with the audience is, if people are interested in the Reno area, Tahoe area, because what we described at the beginning of our conversations. Like, this is a fun area to live because there's so many things we can do. What do you think? If you don't think it's going to slow down, why don't you think it's going to slow down? Because people are still pouring out of California, or are you starting to see other people in other high-tax states starting to have a lot of interest in the
region? Yeah. And it's not even California. We always pick on California because we blame our traffic. We blame the poor drivers. Basically, it's easy just to point a finger at California because that's what the entire West Coast does. So we still have a huge influx of Californians. The majority of our clientele is coming from California. We've had multiple people from Philadelphia, Texas, Florida, Oregon, Washington, and even international. Like, it, you name it, people are just moving here. The tax breaks, the weather, affordability. And so it's not just California. So that's why I think that our demand is not going to slow down anytime soon. And I don't think our supply chain, right? They can't build quick enough. We have builders with wait times to even potentially purchase a lot before they start building. So that's sometimes a year to a 2 years out. And that doesn't work for everybody. So
no, the delays, I keep telling my wife, we'll just wait to do improvements on our house, but good luck getting any subcontractors right now.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's the tough part. They've all been, if you are talented in what you do, you've already been headhunted by three or four of the largest general contractors, right, in the area with pay raises that they're all trying to steal from each other. So that's an issue. But I will say that if Northern Nevada is on your radar, reach out to me through the email or website, Joe Sells Reno, or the Living in Reno channel. And we'll drive till you qualify. Maybe you can't afford the Midtown close to $1 million home or Old Southwest Reno, but there are definitely areas that are a lot more affordable that just get in the game. Just get in. I don't think you're going to regret it, because Reno and the outstanding outside areas, we're all not too far away from each other, right? We can go into the North Valleys, get to downtown within 10, 15 minutes.
It shows how spoiled I am. I complain because it takes 15 minutes to go see my friend in South.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just ridiculous. What I'll complain and whine to take my son to school is that's a 10, 12-minute process. You know,
that's the same with me. When I was living in, Del Monte Ranch, we never went downtown or went to Midtown. It's like, oh, that 20 minutes, it might as well be in a different state. We're just very spoiled, but you can be on the outskirts of town and still be within an hour of Lake Tahoe, which is the gem of Reno. I know we use the fallback of Tahoe so much, but it's, why wouldn't we? The how gorgeous that lake is.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It freaked me out when we first moved out here. I'm used to growing up in the summers in Chesapeake Bay in Annapolis, Maryland, where you can't see a foot down in Tahoe, and you're looking down and it's almost like you're a little bit afraid of heights. It's, you can see really far down.
Yeah, you see the postcards, the videos and whatnot. You probably think that the video is edited or there's a filter on it, but it is actually that blue, that clear. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's life-changing a little bit, I even say.
It is. I did one of my first episodes. It was years ago. I think it was under episode 1 through 10. I was talking about the raft phenomenon where you get really hot in the sun in the summer, and you just so want to dip into that lake, but you hesitate because it's so damn cold.
Yep.
Once you deal with that pain for the first 30 seconds to a minute, depending, it just feels like you've been reborn again and you're just happy. You made a comment about Texas and Florida. People, now, Florida and Texas are pretty popular states over the last few years to move to. Just out of curiosity, why are people interested from the clients you represent? Why the draw from Florida and Texas to Reno, Nevada?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest one in Texas is property tax.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's tough. So we've got some clients who, sure, you're going to buy a home that's going to be quite a bit cheaper than what we have here comparable wise, but you're paying a fraction of the property tax. Like you're in the, you know, tens to 20s to, if not $50,000 annually just in property tax over there, depending on the property. And so the property taxes, so with Nevada having some of the lowest property tax, I think, in the nation, it's a no-brainer there. Florida, we've had a couple that are kind of just sick of, I don't know if it's crime or just kind of the larger city and kind of want to slow down a little bit. And so a couple from Florida, but...
Or just like a little bit more family friendly?
I think so, yeah. The couple clients we've represented, I think, have already had family here. So it was kind of relocating and getting back to them.
Yeah, I was very interested in Florida years ago. Not necessarily as a primary residence, but maybe a place to disappear to. And so I kept pushing my wife on that, and she'll, they get hurricanes. Well, come on, they've been hurricanes for a long time. And then sure enough, it must be my fault. It's not global warming. It's my fault. I created it because all of a sudden they've just been getting bombarded by this. That's how they haven't been hit for a long time. They're just getting bombarded every year. It's okay. You're right. Client-wise, and then I would love to keep talking with you. I know, but we have hard stops. We're going to wrap up in a little bit. Talk to me about the virtual piece again, because I thought that was really interesting. How does that efficiency, like how we have a 7-day-ish inventory, right?
Yeah.
Things are moving fast.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your ideal client and how being in such a fast-paced environment that if something opens up and you're not primed and ready to go, how is your model, the efficiency of what you're doing? And I think it's very smart having a virtual type situation where people are identifying properties, they know what they want, and they've never even been here.
Yep.
That's fascinating. So if you can talk about how you represent buyers and how maybe you have a competitive edge or your ideal clients, I would assume that based upon median income streams and median pricing, the clients you're representing are probably more like the mass affluent to higher income earners.
Sure.
But that's just an assumption. Can you talk about that piece, who you typically represent, the advantages of working with you in this type of virtual arena, and how you can be one step ahead of, there's thousands of realtors out there, right?
Definitely.
So how you position things in the way, so yeah, your ideal client, what you guys do a little bit different that can help people that are very attracted to this area win on getting a home.
Yeah, our ideal client, it's fantastic because with this YouTube channel, I am building rapport with future clients just from the videos, right? Like they get to know us, they get to know our personalities, they know how we work and operate. And so it cuts a lot of the BS out, the feel out process, right? Which could be, it could take weeks, that could be months to where you're feeling out an agent that maybe was referred to you that, it's not going to work out. They were hyped up a little too much that it was too good to be true. So we cut that out right away. You'll know once you watch some of our videos if you want to do business with us or not. So when you do reach out, you're all in for the most part, and you're already educated on the area, whether or not you've been here before or you've watched a dozen of our videos. And because we do deep dives into these neighborhoods, people are able to talk. Yeah, that is the neighborhood. Those are the schools we're looking for. The homes we're looking for, or schools aren't a big issue for us. We don't have kids. So let's move out to the outskirts. Let's get a little more rural. And we've covered those as well. So the ideal client, they're reaching out. They already have a great idea of what they want. And once they get pre-approved, right, or kind of start that prompt, we can hit the ground running. Or best case scenario, it's a cash buyer. We can get moving same day to do virtual showings, and we'll either do a Zoom showing with the client, or my favorite is to also shoot a YouTube video of the property, send the client the link, and so they can just keep watching that property, watch the video over and over again if they have any questions about it. And ideally, all of that can be done, minus the pre-approval. If you're going conventional, the lending route, that's going to take a little bit longer, and we discussed that in our first discovery calls with clients. But to expedite that whole process, if a property hits the market Thursday, we're writing offers and getting it under contract by Sunday or Monday.
Oh, you mentioned that by Sunday, Monday. I had to work most of this weekend. I love what I do, but sometimes, like, gosh, man, I make these commitments to my son and family, and I violate it. And so I'm being a little bit of a baby, even being a machine, getting what I need to get to meet commitments. But then here you're calling me yesterday. It's like, hey, well, I'm not alone. There's a bunch of machines, right? And electrics. And so, but yeah, if you're going to win on deals for the people you represent, there is no off time. You're a 24/7 machine, essentially.
Yeah. And funny story about my son, right? He just turned a year old. The day that he was born on Super Bowl Sunday of last year, and I was right. He was born at 8:26 a.m. I was writing an offer at 11 a.m. in the hospital for our client.
Of course you were.
Yeah. And they're just some of my favorite clients too. And they're out in Carson City. And so I send them pictures of my son and updates and whatnot. But yeah, that's the work ethic. That's what we do. And when people are working with us, it definitely shines through. And when we need to work, we have to work. The baby and the wife were sleeping when I was writing the contract, for the record, but it was still written on the day my son was born.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show. I absolutely love having conversations like these. And I was like, man, I do not want to do another monologue. I love these type of conversations. Enjoy your charisma, your personality, your work ethic, your real and very education focused. My gosh, I'll watch YouTube videos and read articles, read blogs, and maybe 2-3 years later, I'm a slow mover on this stuff. Then I finally reach out to whoever that is. Okay, that's my guy. That's my girl who's going to represent me in these areas. From whether it's watches or keychain holders or vehicles, motorcycles, it's just, I love that type of content and education. So then when I finally go to pick up the phone, I'm an educated client. I'm an educated consumer. And then I know how to really create a lot of efficiency to move forward. And I think what you're doing with your YouTube channel, Living in Reno, is great. Congratulations with your relationship with eXp Realty. I think that's very forward thinking and taking advantage of the technology we have and creating those type of efficiencies so you can win on deals for your clients. I think it's great. And we'll put everything for you in the show notes for the show, but you want to let everyone know the best way to reach out to you again and learn more about Reno, what you do, and how you could represent them in real estate.
Definitely. Ken, I can't thank you enough for having me on here. It's been a blast. Looking forward to many more conversations with you and working together in the future. But yeah, first and foremost, go check out the YouTube channel. It's Living in Reno. There are a couple others out there, but you'll find ours. Again, Joe Hanick and my partners, Ryan Chikvara. So yeah, take a look at those videos, like the videos, leave us a comment. If you want to move forward, we have our phone number, email on there, but you can also reach me at joesellsreno@gmail.com. Same with the website, joesellsreno.com. And yeah, if anybody is interested or wants more information about the area that we don't have in the videos, again, reach out. I do videos for people outside of the channel just because I love doing it. So we'll go shoot videos and just send it directly to some clients as well. So
that's great. Well, Joe, thank you. Joe Hanick, thank you for being a great guest on the Engineer Finance Podcast. Anyone who's new to listening to this show, you can always learn more about me by going to engineerfinance.com. And if anyone has any questions on any, I love helping people take the next step. And so you can always go on my website, schedule a time, talk for a few minutes, and I can point you in the right direction. And I do mean anything. The calls, reach outs I get for certain things, structural engineering advice, who's the bankers, like what's a good online bank, all those things. I love helping point people in the right direction so they can take the next step to protecting their wealth and growing their wealth. Joe, thanks so much for coming on the show. Thank you to all the listeners of this podcast. And I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance Podcast with Ken Green.